What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Yes, yes, yes. And stop apologizing. Stop saying I'm sorry. Imagine what your life would be like if you actually took your apologizing out of it. Welcome, everybody. I'm Christine McIver. I am the host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth. And even though it doesn't seem like it, this show is going to be about business tonight. And the title of it is What's Possible When You Stop Apologizing. It's going to be a different show. I know it will be. But I always have to follow my knowing, and I hope that you do too. And that's why you're here listening today. So thank you for being with us. And if you are listening on demand, wherever you're listening from, thank you for clicking that button. And be sure to give us a review, leave a comment, or send me an email, Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. I would love to hear your thoughts and what's going on for you in this area. So before we jump into the show, let me tell you a little bit about who I am. First and foremost, this is the most important thing today. I am a published author. This beautiful book just published today, CEO Without Apology, if you're not on video. This book is all about the bold mindset shift for entrepreneurs who are done playing small. It's been quite a big day celebrating, talking about it, reading all the amazing reviews from people who have already purchased it, sharing it with all the world, really. And it's been a big, big labor of love. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that throughout the show. I'm also a business optimization expert. You can check out everything that I do at ChristineMcIver.com. But one of the biggest things that I do is I really work one-on-one with individuals in their business, but also with them personally. Because if you're a business owner, you know that you have to keep growing yourself if you want your business to continue to grow. And so I have the honor of optimizing your expertise with my skill set of looking at both areas of your business and of your life. And let's do that, right? We need to really get our expertise out in the world, and people, you know, people are looking for it. It's amazing, just an example of when you start to talk about what you're an expert in and people start to understand it and learn it, they start to tell other people. This has been happening since my book has been out in the world, is people have been reading it. I had some people read it in advance of the publication, and the reviews that I've got was amazing, and they've already started to share this book with other people. Well, if I hadn't created this book, if I hadn't shown up with my expertise, this wouldn't be happening and other people wouldn't be benefiting from it. So you getting your expertise out to the world, elevating it, and most especially having pleasure with your business while you're doing it, those are the keys to having both a successful life in your business and a successful business. So do reach out to me if you're interested in learning more. Send me an email. I give everybody 30 minutes to have a conversation to see if there's a match. Okay, let's get into tonight's show. Again, it's all about what's possible when you stop apologizing. So I'm just going to read you the show notes and we'll get right into it. So what would your world be like if you stopped apologizing for your choices, your mistakes, and your desires? Can you imagine if you showed up in your business with the knowing that you had no one to apologize to or anything you wish to create to apologize for? While instant access online is great, it can sometimes shrink us into believing we can't do what we wish. Creating from our inner knowing is what we are to be doing. So tonight we are going to expose the multitude of places where we're stopping ourselves with the words, the actions, and the energies of apologizing. How many of you feel like you apologize too frequently? Do you ever find yourself apologizing and then think later, why did I apologize? That wasn't really my my place to apologize. So most people will not say I apologize for that. That's not the word that they would use. But I'm using that tonight, and I just want to read to you the original definition of the word apology. It is to speak in defense of. To speak in defense. So it's right away a word when we are doing it. We're defending what we are doing. We're defending our choices. And when you're defending, and imagine you were in a physical fight, right? You are pushing energy towards someone. You're defending. So if you're in the energy of apologizing, you're pushing at people. No one likes to be pushed, especially if you are in your own business. It's the sense of regretfully acknowledging as well. So the other word that we use all the time primarily is the word sorry. And I'm just going to look that up. So sorry is well, these words are terrible. Distressed, grieved, or full of sorrow. Oh my gosh. Now I'm not going to dive deep into that. But isn't that very curious that those two words, one is defense and one is grieving or sorrow? So that's where the word sorry comes from, is from grieving. Now let's look at that. When you are apologizing, and I'm a Canadian, so you know that we are known around the world for people who are apologizing. We're considered the most polite, and we're always saying sorry, 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 sorry. And it's so funny, since we've been online so much, I've had people make that joke towards me because I'm Canadian, and they'll say other things as well, which, it's pretty normal. People joke about each other's ethnicity and their culture from their countries. But I really started to look at that word around sorry when people said to me, "Do you say sorry a lot?" Or if I did say sorry, they would laugh. They would actually laugh. And so it really pulled me in to look at that word and what that really meant. And some of the things that popped into my mind, like if I literally cut you off, let's say I walk in front of you or I ignore a need that you have that should have been very obvious for me to help you out. I will say sorry, or we Canadians will say sorry. So one of the things that we often do is when you go to walk through a door, a public building, you would open the door and hold the door for the person behind you. If you forgot, you would turn around and say sorry, and it's just kind of our understanding. That's our culture. But if you, I think about when we are connecting with people and somebody's having a hard time. How many of you say, and I certainly do, and I'm trying to catch myself, but how many of you actually say, "I'm sorry you're going through that"? I'm sorry you're going through that. I know that I do. And I kind of stopped when I was really looking at this apologizing and saying sorry. I really stopped and I looked at that and was thinking, what else could I be saying? What other words could I be using? I don't want to own somebody else's experiences. I don't want to own somebody else's choices. So for me to say sorry, and this is something that a number of us on the network, we talk about words and the meaning of words and the energy of those words. If I'm saying I'm sorry you're going through that, how much does that actually tie me into ownership of what they are being or doing and what they're creating? It's an interesting thing to look at. And what I really get is saying something to the effect of, "That's too bad that that's occurring for you. Is there anything I can do to support you?" Or, "That's unfortunate," right? So we don't own it. We don't take it into ourselves, but we can have empathy for someone else. And that's where we start to distinguish between those two. So this idea of saying sorry is just one aspect of what I wanted to talk about tonight. I really do want people to start to pay attention to when they are saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." This is another topic that I often talk with people about is where people can easily go into the victim. You know, as young children, when we hurt ourselves, even a little baby, when they cry and they suddenly get soothed, they very quickly, without cognitive knowledge, they very quickly start, the brain starts to go, oh, I do this and this happens. I do this and this happens. And we carry that with us through our whole lives. So when we are in communication with other adults, and let's say someone has someone pass away in their lives, right? The first thing that the most people say is, I'm sorry for your loss. Well, that may feel good to say that. I think lots of times we're saying that because we don't know what else to say. And that's where I want to say, okay, hold on. What else could we be actually saying? What else could we be showing up and support of without owning? So when we're owning somebody else's experiences and we're taking it in, what I know is that they don't own it thoroughly. We take it from them. And then what ends up happening is lots of times they will have to re-experience a situation like that so that they actually can grow from it. It's not easy to stand by and watch someone who is struggling, who is having difficult times. There's ways to support people without saying sorry or apologizing. So what would we have to apologize for someone else losing someone in their life to passing away? You know, something that you can say is, I hope that, and this is something that I try to do when someone has someone pass away, I hope that good memories fill the space where grief is today for you. And I show compassion. I give them a possibility of hope without owning it. And I think that that's an important thing for us to really look at. Now, how does this connect to business, Christine? What are you getting at? I really needed to lay out the groundwork around the energy of sorry and apologizing before we dove deep into this, because it's an important space that you have that understanding of where sorry comes into our lives all the time, right? All the time. We are on automatic pilot with apologizing and saying sorry. We are also oftentimes feeling like we are not good enough, so we say sorry. And we are not really looking at what's the impact of me owning this, right? What's the impact of me apologizing? Am I trying to manipulate someone? People will use the word sorry to try to manipulate someone else. Are we trying to allow our victim to show up so people feel sorry for us, right? If we're playing the, oh, I'm so sorry. If we really haven't done anything, but we use that, it is a way that people use that to manipulate. So look at that energy. What are you doing? And what is it actually creating for you in your life and in your business when you are apologizing and saying sorry? Now, these are words directly that I'm talking about, but there's so much more to the to this whole thing when we are talking about the energies of the words, the energies, and the actions of saying sorry and apologizing. And this is something that I know that if you have not been doing your personal development work, this is an easy place to get caught up. This is an easy place to feel like, oh goodness, I should really be apologizing. I should not have tipped into this corner or whatever. And so after our break, I'm going to dive more into what this is really asking and how this can contribute to you and your business when we are looking at removing the apologizing from your reality. So you are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. Stick around. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, I am your host, Christine McIver. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. This show is all about business growth and supporting you as the business owner for you to grow as well as your business. So I actually have somebody amazing who's going to join us, and they just put a question in the chat room. So I'm asking them to share this question live. So Danielle, if you're there, please come on in and hopefully everything will go through well. Are you going to also add yourself to the video, please?
Yes, I am working on that.
Oh, okay. Well, just give us a second. She's going to get herself all set up. We've never done this before on the fly. So just be patient with us and we will get this all going. This will be very, very good. So we're talking tonight all about what would it be like, what's possible when you stop apologizing? And I am talking about this from, there she is. And I am talking about this from a business perspective. So I'm just going to lay a little bit of groundwork about the business piece, Danielle, and then I'd love for you to ask that question. So when you are in the space of creating, so let's go back to maybe you're at the beginning, let's say first 5 years of your business, and you are showing up with what you believe is your expertise. You're showing up with your best. I mean, most of us will show up with our best and our expertise. And then somebody will complain, or they'll say something like, I don't like that, or I don't understand, or why are you charging that much? Or, you know, all these different things that people will challenge us with. And when we are newbies, when we haven't done our personal development, we will apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. And even if you don't have the words come out of your mouth, I know energetically people are thinking, oh God, oh my God, I'm so sorry I did that, because now they're not going to hire me, or now they're going to say something bad about me. Or what about somebody that says, oh wow, you're calling yourself that? That's what I'm calling me. Oh, okay, I'll change mine. Wait a minute, what? Right, how many of us, right, Danielle, how many of us actually show up and we don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers, and we don't want to tiptoe on them. But the truth of the matter is, and Danielle and I have known each other, we have been friends for more than 11 years in this lifetime.
Double digits somewhere.
Somewhere. But truthfully, you could be over there creating and I can be over here creating, and we end up creating the same thing. In fact, we discussed this last week, because here on the network, we have lots of people who have their own show with us. And sorry, I'm probably sweating because it's really hot right now.
Sure, I want to get my fan out. It's all good. It's hot here too.
Yeah, go get your and what will happen is they will have the same show title or the same topic, the same week, and they won't even know. And I've had hosts in the past, actually, when I've said, oh my gosh, you have the same title or your same topic as so-and-so, and they will say, oh, I'm so sorry. Why do you think people say, I'm sorry, when someone else is doing something similar?
I've looked at this myself a lot, and I think we've been conditioned to constantly apologize for ourself, and that in to not challenge other people or even try to embarrass other people or make them feel bad or anything like that. Because I had that recently. I was creating a program and it was exactly the same name as somebody else. I didn't know that, but I got my program out first. And she's like, "Oh, I just had that same name." And I went, "I'm so sorry. It was like I took it away from you, or I beat you to it, or I wasn't meaning to compete." I didn't even know this woman. So how could I have
Isn't
even
that
known?
interesting?
Yeah, I was
Isn't
competing. I
that
wasn't.
interesting how that was your automatic?
Automatic.
So what is it about we believe we should apologize, even if it's not like when I started thinking about this show, right? Just apologizing for existing,
Yeah.
just apologizing for showing up. So I'm going to do this all night long. So my book,
Which is
CEO.
so good. You guys have to go listen, watch it. No.
Thank you.
Not
Yeah,
watch. You're
I know.
watching now. Read it later.
Read it later.
Oh my
But
gosh.
my book, CEO Without Apology, which is funny that we're talking about this tonight, this book is really about showing up and being your brilliance, showing up and being what is true for you. If we have the energy of, I need to apologize or I need to not step on somebody else's toes, how can we possibly fully show up? If you can't fully show up, how can you fully be seen? If you can't fully be seen, how can you fully be received? And if you can't be received, how are you going to receive business? We live in a planet to make money. I never will apologize for that ever. I teach people this all the time, like, get over it. Stop apologizing for asking for money for what you do. Stop it. If you want to be on the planet with hugs, it's three planets to the left. Like, just go. Just stop.
It's the Care Bear planet.
It's the Care Bear planet. There you go. But seriously, we apologize even energetically. So if you are apologizing energetically for your prices are too high, the title's too much. It's not, you're not doing the class at the right time that works for me. If you are apologizing, you are actually folding within yourself and you are minimizing who you are and the possibility of what you can do and what you can do to bring and show up in the world. If you are doing that, and I've done it, Danielle's done it. I don't know anybody in business who hasn't done that. But if you're doing that, oh, this is a bold statement. Interesting. If you are doing this, your financial reality will reflect it. So go look at your bank account. Look at the money that's coming in. Do you have more bills, more expenses than money coming in to your business? You can apologize energetically by not showing up fully because you're saying to the world, I am not good enough to show up. I'm sorry. I don't want to take up my space. I'm sorry. I don't want to step on anybody's toes. The energy of you apologizing or wanting to be accepted, right? Like, just get the energy of you're a new kid at school and you walk into the classroom and you just want to be as small as a fly on the floor. Like, you don't want to be seen. How many people are actually doing that in their business? That they are shrinking or trying to hide because they don't want to be judged. So apologizing is completely connected to judgment. You are really looking at yourself and you're saying, well, maybe if I apologize, then people won't judge me. And if I apologize, maybe they'll feel sorry for me and then they'll hire me. And maybe if I don't make too much of a fuss or if I look pathetic, maybe they will pay me. Maybe they will hire me. It is absolutely crazy the number of conversations I've had in business with clients or the way that I read what pe how people are showing up online and the things that they are saying. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. So,
Well, and I also find it interesting because on the other side of that, it's like the number of times I admit it, I've done it, to where when people are like, oh yeah, do this with me, I'm amazing. I'm like, think they fool themselves, don't you? It's right. And
So
so
how,
it's,
so
yeah,
if
we
you can't
define.
receive them being brilliant, then what is that saying about where you're at?
Exactly. Yeah, that we're not enough, or we have to judge or compare or, find ourselves better or less. But I just find it interesting that we've been so conditioned to not speak up upon ourselves that we've also been conditioned to judge other people who can.
Right. Well, in my book, CEO with Anthropology.
I'm going to turn you into a drinking game every time she says this.
And Danielle doesn't drink, so which is
But
fine.
I'm great at
But
thinking of
in
drinking
my
games.
book, CEO Without Apology, that you can get on Amazon, Amazon.ca, Amazon.com, and today the ebook is only $2.99. But in my book, CEO Without Apology, the topics that so the chapters they are all about owning your truth, owning what is really going on for you, and looking at where you are not fully showing up, where you're not creating what it is you want in your business, and then giving you the steps on how to do that. Now, I will tell you that in the beginning of my business, I mean, I knew how to do the tasks, right? I knew how to do lots of different tasks, but I didn't really own my brilliance. And I'm going to use that word specifically because most people, if you're not owning your brilliance, you are likely at some point throughout your business, you're apologizing because you don't know where you are brilliant. You don't know the space that you can actually take up in the world, in what you have to bring to the table. And I've been in business now since 2008. I don't know, 17 years now. 17 years. I've been in business now for 17 years.
Math.
And I would say that it's been in the last 2 years that I really started to feel like I know what the hell I'm talking about. I know who I am. I know what I'm great at, and I'm going to own it. And when you own your brilliance, there is a level of presence that you allow other people to show up and be their brilliance as well. And if you're looking for clients, nobody hired the pathetic, I apologize, I'm scared of my own shadow person. They want to hire the person who is confident, not arrogant, the person who is capable and proven their capacities previous to you hiring them. You've got to get past this energy of apologizing. And you can try things on and see if it works and just go, okay, well, that didn't work for me. That I didn't feel that, right? Like I've done things, other things before. Do you remember a few years back, I did the course Up Your Ask?
Yes, I do. I remember that very
It
well.
was so much fun. I still have, I have
It was a
sure.
great program.
Yeah, it was a great program and it fit its time for then, right? And it really was, it was about learning to ask more. And the follow-up to that should have been up your receiving. And we talked about that through the second year of the program. But the thing was, is I tried it on and I did it. And it was great and it taught me things. I liked the content that started to pour out of that. That certainly contributed to me, but it ended. The energy of that creation ended. No need to apologize, no need to criticize, no need to be in shame, but that's what we're doing when we're apologizing. We're often in the energy of shame. Okay, I've been talking nonstop. Danielle, you had something you wanted to share before we started this segment. Can you share that now?
No, I was just relating a comment that I thought it was very interesting. I know somebody who, when she complains, and not even like about like if she was complaining to me, she's not complaining about me. She's just
Right.
complaining about her life or business. She doesn't want anybody to fix it. She doesn't even want anybody to like even all she wants to hear is, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry."
So she wants you to say that to her.
Yeah, no, and she has expressly said this because when she says, like, I said that to other people and they try to say, like, help me see the positive side, and it drives me nuts when you do that too. Just say I'm sorry. Just say I'm sorry and let me say
So
it.
she wants empathy?
I don't know if it's empathy. Because she doesn't actually change. It's just, I don't know what it is, but she's just
Very
like, I'm sorry.
curious.
I'm sorry. I just, so I sit there
Well,
and I'm like,
it
I'm sorry.
sounds like she's been programmed into this is what you do. Right? So how much does she believe that that's the correct thing to do? And then she's out here saying, I'm sorry to everybody who is in this space of challenge. Like, we all have challenges. There's no getting away from that. Absolutely not. But
Correct.
saying I'm sorry every single time somebody is in a challenge is, it's ridiculous. When you really understand what you're doing in saying that, to me, it changes it. It changes it for me anyways.
Yeah, no, and it is. It's like she wants to be received. She wants to be felt bad for. It's almost like an agreement then, like you talked about at the beginning, the ownership of it. It's like an agreement of like, oh yeah, that sucks. You're right. Your life sucks. Sorry. I'm sorry.
So she wants people to acknowledge that her life sucks and we feel, should feel sorry for her. That's the exact same thing of a child understanding that if they cry, they get the bottle. Right? My nephew, when he was little, my sister and I were sitting in the living room, and it was an open staircase to upstairs, and he fell down like 12 stairs. He just tumbled out. This kid should have been in gymnastics. I'm not kidding you. Like, it was crazy. And I immediately went to jump up and get him and go, oh, baby, are you okay? And my sister grabbed me and she goes, don't say a word. And I'm like, okay. And we smiled and he went back up the stairs and threw himself down again. I'm like, okay, let's not encourage that part because head brain, but it's
Not make
very,
the
very
brain
curious.
bounce.
It's very, very curious how we are have been programmed into this apology energy and how much the apology is actually holding us back from owning our brilliance, owning our capacities, and actually opening up the door for us to even see it. Because if you're in the energy of apologizing all the time and saying you're sorry, you eventually believe that there's something lacking in you. So how do you show up and say, hey, I think this is a great idea. I'm going to do this. Like, I would have never written the book CEO Without Apology. I wouldn't have written this book. I wouldn't have shown up and believed I had the capacity if I was apologizing constantly for what I thought was important.
Yeah, and I know we're gonna do a commercial break soon, but and I don't know if this is where you're going with the show, but I'd also love to hear you talk about because I noticed with my own business, like I would tell people my prices and apologize for the charge. I would make them uncomfortable. So it's like the number of times I've made people uncomfortable saying, like, I'm sorry I'm charging this, or I'm sorry I'm being strict on you today, or talking direct in a private session or something. I would make them uncomfortable because I was apologizing. So
Yeah,
I'd
that's
love
a
to hear you talk about it.
great segment. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, everyone, we're going to go for our next break. You are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver, here on the Inspired Choices Network. I have a special drive-by guest, Danielle Carter. And while we're going to break, go look up CEO Without Apology, grab the book. I would love to hear your feedback. And on top of grabbing the book, you'll see right on the book and inside of it, it talks about free resources where you can go over to a website and you can get six different really robust free resources to support you in growing to be the CEO Without Apology. So we'll be right back
It's a
after this
lot of
commercial break.
resources,
It's a
kids.
lot. Okay, take it away, Danielle. Hit the music, baby.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, I am Christine McIver. You can find me at ChristineMcIver.com. That's ChristineMcIver.com. And there you can check out everything that I share on what I do. And you can see the different services and you can send me an email. You'll get my email right from there. And you can tell me what you thought of the show or if you have any questions that you're struggling with in business. Honestly, business to me is such a pleasure. And I talk business all the time. I know I've shared this with Danielle and I've shared it on the show before, but when I was growing up, I played business. I didn't play doctor. I didn't play nurse. I didn't play with babies very much because I had live babies. I was an aunt when I was 8 years old. So I played office. I love to play office. I love to play business. And to me, it really set the stage for me that business should be pleasurable. So I love, love, love supporting people in that area. So before we went for break, Danielle kind of dropped something, which is really, really good about business and about money and how we apologize for money. So yes, many of us will be very apprehensive about asking people for the money or telling people how much money they charge for a service. And I get it. When I started my business, very first client. So I went away. I don't know if I've told you this, Danielle, but I went for a coaching training. So I had the business background, but I wanted to have some professional coaching training. And it was a six-month program. And the very first weekend, so it was one weekend a month for 6 months in a row. And the very first weekend, like we had to have somebody that agreed to talk to us on the phone on the Saturday night. So it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and talk to us on the Saturday night that we would coach, right? So that they were our practice clients. And so I'm telling you that course, at the end of that course, like at the end of every weekend, I'd be driving home and I'd be crying because I did so much personal development. It was really bringing up a lot of stuff. It was fantastic. So all my clients or all my colleagues knew that I had a client that night. And when I was going to speak to that client, they challenged me and they said, Christine, you've said that coaching and working with people is on your heart, that it's just such a big deal for you. And I'm like, yeah. And I was nearly in tears talking to them about it. And they said, well, your challenge is you need to ask that person to be your client tonight. And I started to panic. Now, let me set the stage, guys. I've been in business before. I've done sales before. I'm great at sales. I was in human resources for more than 15 years. Talking, I'm not shy. I wasn't shy then. But some panic came over me because this is my own business, right? It was something I completely created. It wasn't, you know, I sold skincare and cosmetics and it was somebody else's business. So I learned how to sell from their perspective. But this is my own. And I was panicked. And so I did the coaching with her for the hour. And I swear to you, the whole time I was nervous. So we were only on the phone. And then we get to the end of it and I'm like, my voice was cracking. And I remember saying to her, so would you like to coach with me going forward? Like I could barely speak. And she very easily said, "So how much would that be?" And I'm like, oh. Like it felt, I didn't do that. But it felt like my entire body just sucked inside so it could run away. And I said, $100 a month. And she's like, sure. And I'm like, oh my God, they said yes. And I got off the phone and I was nervous and I was in tears and I was like overjoyed and I was all over the place. $100 a month. That was $25 an hour.
That's what I
This
laughed
is
at. I'm
from,
like, 100.
yeah, this is from a woman who prior to starting this was making over $100,000 a year. And but you know what it was? Part of it was that my brain, when we would hire hourly people, I had hourly wages in my head, and I was like, oh, $25 an hour is a lot of money. That's what I honestly, that was the first thing that popped in my head.
That
Right?
does
And that
make
makes
sense.
sense.
There's a big difference in an hourly wage versus paid what
The
you're
salary,
owing
yeah.
salary.
Yeah. So for that was the first thing. And then the other thing was I'm apologizing because I didn't have the confidence in what I knew. And so that went on for some time. And I know it goes on for lots of people that we are apologizing for what we're charging. We're apologizing for owning our brilliance. And the challenge here is, my friends, if this is something that's coming up for you, it's okay. It's pretty normal. But I want you to use this as a neon light. It's time to do a lot more personal development. This is not okay for you or for your business. Your business came to you so it could come through you. Your business has got a lot of brilliance. It wants to show up. It's here to support you to show up. But how can it show up if you're not fully showing up? You know, another telltale sign is if you are afraid to put your prices on your website, you're apologizing. Right. And I even, oh, I'm telling on myself tonight. I even remember saying, well, no, I don't want people to immediately say no because of the price. So I'll just do it after I talk to them. And so, you know, in my mind, partially I was thinking, well, I can really get the energy of somebody and you know, I'm good at sales. So I'll be able to get most people to say yes when I tell them the price after we've had a big conversation. And that was me lying to myself. It was completely me lying to myself. I was tricking myself, right? And so when I, 2, 3 years ago, when I was challenged by someone who looked at my business, I was asking for some feedback, and I was tasked with looking at every single solitary step that we did on the network here. So that was one service that I was tasked with going through. And when I did that, I was tasked with putting how much time it took to do that task. And I'm telling you, the list was long. And Danielle, you know all the steps that we take. Like,
I
it's a lot
do.
of steps. I know you do. You're doing it right now while we're talking. And so I was tasked to create that long list. And then I was tasked to give it a timeline. And then I was tasked with deciding, is that a task I have to do? Or is that a task that I can teach and train someone else to do? Is it a duplicatable task? And if it was a duplicatable task, then I needed to come up with a reasonable wage that I would pay someone to do that task. That's hard too. That was easier though than coming up with looking at it and saying, okay, if I'm going to do it and I'm the CEO, it needs to be valuable. Like it needs to be at least $100 an hour. Because I charge well over $250 an hour for what I do now. And so there was such a big struggle. And then I was coached with that I wasn't charging enough for the service. I'm telling you, I was fighting with this person, not really fighting, but he was growing me big time in this conversation. And what started to happen as I started to own the value of what we were really bringing to the table, actually breaking down these tasks had me see it from a different angle because I never really looked at all of the details of everything that we did and understanding on a full scope what it is that we bring to the table was such an asset for me to start to do that. And today, when I share our different packages that we have on the network or my different packages that I have in my own personal business coaching, the prices are on the websites. I don't blink at all, whether it's talking about, you know, even doing our summits or doing any publishing, book publishing. I do not waver at all on the price because, number one, I value what we do. I value what we do. And I value what we bring to people that are looking for that kind of support. When you value what you do, there's no shame. There's no apologizing for what you will deliver. Now, of course, you need to be very professional. You need to follow through on what you say you're going to do. And if you need to grow in any of these areas in order to do that, that's your responsibility. You need to take care of that. And you don't need to apologize for needing to grow. Don't apologize. Okay, this is where I am. I thought when I first started my business that I needed to be perfect at everything. I'm like, looking back on that now, did you have any of those experiences?
Oh my gosh, yes. And yes, not only did I have to be perfect at everything, I had to know everything. And if I and do everything, and if I wasn't doing everything, I still had to know how to do it so that I could, you know, really value what they were doing, or, you know, and all that kind of insane stuff. And I've heard you tell that story about writing down what it all takes and all the different, or, you know, and putting a price to it. I've still not done it. I have resisted that.
We're having a conversation. We are having a conversation.
But I've resisted doing that so, so much.
So what are you apologizing for in doing that?
What's interesting is it just came up for the work. It's like, if I'm not working hard enough, I have to apologize.
Ooh, that's good. Live coaching here, my friends, live coaching. So if you're not, so if you're not working hard enough, you have to apologize.
Yeah.
So who's decided, and this is for everybody, not just Danielle, who has decided what is working hard enough? And folks, I used to do 16-hour days. I would do everything myself. Now I have an amazing team. I just added two people this year to my team, like, and hadn't planned on it. And I'm taking care of me and I'm managing the team and I'm showing up with the business, but I'm no longer believing that I have to do it all or I have to work hard. Again, that working hard is a friggin' program. You've been programmed to believe you have to work hard. Okay, I'm flying. The time is flying. We're going to take our last break. If you are enjoying this show, please send me an email. Please connect with me. Or we would love it, love it, love it if you would go find us on iTunes. Just search Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Search my name. Give me a 5-star review because you know this is damn good. And leave a review, please. It makes the world of difference for our content getting out in the world. It's not about competition, but I like to be able to show up so people can choose. And so I would be incredibly grateful for that. So stick around. We will be right back. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth on the Inspired Choices Network. I'm Christine McIver with Danielle Carter.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Oh my gosh, this is a fun show. Danielle and I haven't done a show together in, I don't remember when we've last. You're muted, girlfriend.
2016, 15, 14, somewhere around there.
Oh, yeah,
when I had my original show.
Yeah. Well, a long time ago. Well, listen, we're talking all about apologizing and stopping apologizing and what that all means. And we could talk about this for at least another hour. But next week, the show is called Business Shame. So it's really going to roll over into next week's show as well. But what I really am getting is that when we are not showing up with our brilliant and owning our brilliance, owning our expertise, and being willing to unabashedly say, this is what I do, and this is what I am worth. When we're not doing that from a space of total pride of who we are and our brilliance, we are actually not delivering to the world what the world is looking for. So if you're coming up in your business and you're apologizing, you've got the energy of, oh my gosh, like, what if they don't like me? What if I have to apologize? What if they won't accept it? What if they'll turn me down? If you're showing up in the world like that, you're not bringing your best self to the table, and you are putting that energy out, and people are reading that energy. People read energy. Danielle talks about energy a ton. You're actually, that energy is showing up in the conversation before you are and before your words are. You've got to get to the space of being proud of who you are, being proud of the work that you have done to become who you are and what it is that you bring to the world. I mean, if you clean houses, you have to clean houses with the pride that you're doing God's work. Like, you are doing the most amazing work in the world. If you have a house cleaner who cleans your home and she does it, or he does it with pride, I'm telling you, for me, when my cleaner is doing things in my home and I come out of my office or I come home and the house is clean, I'm so incredibly grateful.
And I actually, best feelings.
It is. And I coached her to up her prices, even though I was going to be paying more, because people don't value. And you know what? She's showing up in a different way when she started to do that. So my friends, this is very, very important. I would love to hear your feedback, what it is about what you're doing that's really, you've been showing up with apology energy. You've been showing up with I'm sorry energy, and you've been cowering to the brilliant person you know is inside of you, you know is possible. Danielle, you got the last word.
Read Christine's book. If you're apologizing, it's a perfect segue, but it's just true. If you're apologizing, if you're finding these things where it's like, oh crap, I apologize for my prices. I apologize for showing up. I apologize for strong talking. I apologize for pointing out people what they're here for me to even do, or what they're coming to me for as a client, mm-hmm. Read her book.
Yeah. And if you find that you are apologizing, don't criticize yourself. Be willing to start looking at that. This is in the growth. This is where the growth opportunity is, my friends. Okay, next week, we're going to be talking about business shame. Do check out my book. You get lots of free resources with it. It will contribute to you. I absolutely know that it will contribute to your business. And you know what? When you show up brilliant in your business, you make the world a better place. Until next week, remember that you can always make another choice. Take care, my friends. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.